G'day.
And welcome to Listener and Adventure in Sound. And we were at another adventure, a live adventure, the circus, the sounds, the clowns, the acrobats, everything to excite the whole family. But what about the story of the circus? In these days of incredible movies and Facebook and other sorts of entertainment, that wonderful, simplistic laughter of a clown. The story of the circus, the Weber Brothers Circus, with the manager, Greg Hall.
Now, he's around here somewhere. He's around. No, your shoes are perfect for it, mate. No doubt about it. It's this bloke in yellow. He's a bit wilder colours than I. Here we go. Right by the wheelie bin. He even said he'd meet me by the wheelie bin.
We meet by the rubbish bin.
Hey, I got wet in there, Greg.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
There was wonder how that happened.
He looked just like my general manager, all dressed up, and he had water coming out of the umbrella. Mate, we're living in the moment of the circus, mate. I can't tell you how much enjoyment the sound. I looked to the left and I could see the smiles on the kids' faces. It must make you proud.
I can have a really bad day. I can be having you going through all the admin, the regulation rules, all of this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I step outside, I look at all the faces.
Yeah.
And it makes the day. You know, the background noise to my office is laughter and applause. And any time I feel a little bit nasty with the world, I go out and I see all the faces. Hey? Makes you feel good.
It does. It does. And it made us feel good. The excitement, the acts going one after the other. What is the magic of the circus to you? Now, you work in it, you manage this, you see it every night. What's the magic of the circus?
The magic is there's grandma, grandpa.
Yep.
There's mum and dad.
Yep.
There's the kid. There's the whole generations. Yes, we say it's a circus for all ages, but there's entertainment for everyone. You sit back, your jaw drops, you think, wow, look at that.
Yep.
But you can talk about it to each other.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And that's the lovely thing at the end of the show. I love watching the people walk out and they're talking to each other and going on, and they remember it. Experience that they have. It's just a happiness, a thing.
I was thinking, what am I going to ask you when I came out? There must be an act that I would look at and say, yeah, I'll talk to Greg, the boss, about that. Mate, every single one of them astounded me.
Well,
that wonderful sense of silliness too with the clowns.
Yes.
My God, we need more of that.
Well, we need that, yes, and not in Parliament, right here at the circus.
what do you get out of it, mate? No, let's forget about the business side of things.
Look,
things for Greg.
People say to me, what makes you happy?
Yep,
and my first reaction straight away is a full house. Once I see a full house, I tell you why. Because there's the start of the tour when no one's around. You haven't even had a performance.
Yes.
The artists are assembling. The props are assembling. Everything's assembling. Nothing has happened. You haven't seen a thing on the ring.
Yes.
Right. Bang. Then all of a sudden, 5 months later on, you've got a full house. That makes me go, you beauty. But the most important thing, I think, is, and that's why I feel a happy young and whatever, the smiles, the laughter. I get that every day. Every day I get laughter and applause and that. Who else gets it? No one.
The history of this wonderful circus. You know, we all talk about running away to the circus. We all look at the changes in circuses over the years. What's the history of this wonderful family circus?
Well, it goes back seven generations.
Wow.
From Germany originally.
Yes, yes.
To the Weber family.
Gotcha. Yep.
And they came out to Australia and they had a little circus of their own, which they then took to New Zealand.
Yep.
And they did that. Then they joined with the Mighty Edgley organisation in co-presenting the Great Moscow Circus.
Yes.
Now, that goes back 26 years. So that experience of putting in circuses and what goes on, that all became a part of that into the seventh generation of how you put on a show, where you put on a show.
Yep.
But nothing beats your circus brain, your circus of ability, and that's where it's come to right now, to this level. And guess what, Pricey? What? The next time we come, we've got to be better.
I was going to ask you, what's next?
Well, we've got to be better, and we've got to be at that level all the time. Better, 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 and we're already planning for it.
Now, okay, well, let me put this to you in that case. Are there kids coming up who say, I want to be in the circus?
Yep.
I want to spend hours and hours training to spin that rope, to ride the unicycle. Are there kids coming up to
that? Look, there's two components to that. One, there is the circus families themselves.
Yes.
Now, the artists that you see in the ring, some of those have children, and every day those children are seeing other acts. They are learning other acts because it's like their schoolroom. Like, let's say Pricey the Acrobat, right?
Yeah.
And then my kids might be the High Wire Walkers. But they'll watch you, and they'll ask you, how do you do this, how do you do that? And you'll teach them from kid 5, 6, 7, 8. That's in the circus tradition. But already, the other side is, we've already had people from like Shed 3 and that, they've come in and seen, they're budding circus trainees right here in Townsville, and they've seen, that's what you can do. That's what you can do. If you play at it and you work hard at it, you can be in there. And that's the great part about it, because you see the excitement on their faces of, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Greg, the circus season here in our great city of Townsville, how long are you here for?
Well, we're here until Sunday the 28th of May, so we've got another 2 weeks to go before we have to say bye-bye and then we're off.
Right. Now, this is a new tent. This is...
brand new tent, $1 million worth, $928,000.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
But if you add the 300 lights, the cables, the seating, the infrastructure and everything else like that, don't even talk about the trucks and the cost.
Yeah.
Everything else. Yeah. There's $1 million tent, brand new. And here's an interesting point about that. It's based on NASA space research in the material. The material repels dirt. It folds up in not two trucks, one truck. So we say one driver, one truck for the tens of thousands of kilometres we go, the freight, the whole thing. But it repels dirt. Now, who would have thought the old days? If someone had said that to me 20 years ago, I would have
said... We never repelled dirt as kids, though. When did you start? When did you say, right, I'm going to be a part of the circus?
Well, I didn't. Well, I tell you what, it goes back 50-odd years ago, 1968. The Great Moscow Circus was in town in Melbourne. One of the partners, apart from the Edgleys, was the Bullen family and a theatrical organisation called JCW. Williamson's. I was an office boy. And I went, I had to take the accounts down to the circus for them to sign, approve, and take them back and that. Then they said one day, well, go and usher over there. I had no idea what to do. And that was the days where you had wooden planks and poles all over the damn place. And that's how I started. And then I started doing also, I've done everything from roller derby to grand opera, but always done circus. Always. And that's been, go back to 1968, 32. 54 years ago.
Is it that element of the instant, the live? You see, we go see movies. They can do anything with the movies. They can't do that here. This is live. This, we can touch it.
And right in front of you. Right in front of you. You know, the very back row of this tent, you're 15 metres from the ring. You know, you can almost touch and see what they're doing. You can see the expressions on the faces. It's right there. And anything can go wrong. Anything can go wrong. You never know.
It's live, yes.
And then, but this is where we go into the programming, the unexpected. You're sitting there and all of a sudden, oh, golly, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't expect it. All of a sudden, bang, it's there.
Yeah.
You don't get that in a film. You don't get it anywhere.
No, it's live. And we see it on the faces of the kids in all ages. Mate, thank you for coming to our city. It's actually made memories for so many people.
Well, that's the great part about it, because the longer I'm in the business, I get people to say, oh, I remember you from 30 years ago. I remember when, you know, and they always, and I say to some people, when was your first circus? Oh, I came, you know, 20 years ago, and that now I bring my kids and that, and, you know, it's like that tradition of how great the show is. Got to bring the kids.
Yeah, the show's got to go on. Yep. Thank God it does.
Yeah, too right.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us. on Listener and hearing the story of the circus. Happy days.